Welcome to Mindful Moments of Mars. Mindful Moments of Mars is an audio experience that uses the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs to explore mindfulness. We're reading The Chessmen of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Let's begin. To continue. Let's begin to continue the story. So Gek has just tricked one of the guards by making the guard think that there was a headless human or Martian in a cell. He ran away to get help. He came back, and when he returned, Gek had reinstalled himself. He being a Kaldene on the body, the Rykor, which is looks like a headless Martian, but is in fact a perfectly whole Rykor. And now we continue. The officer looked puzzled. The men of Mars seldom, if ever, lie. He scratched his head. Then he addressed Gek.
How long have you been here?
He asked.
Who knows better than those who placed me here and chained me to a wall?
He returned in reply.
Saw you this warrior enter here a few minutes since?
I saw him, replied Gek.
This chapter, as a reminder, is called Gek Plays Pranks. It's a great chapter.
And you sat there where you sit now?
Continued the officer.
Look thou to my chain, and tell me then where else might I sit? Cried Gek. Art the people of thy city all fools?
Three other warriors pressed behind the two in front, craning their necks to view the prisoner, while they grinned at the discomfiture of their fellow. The officer scowled at Gek.
Thy tongue is as venomous as that of the she-banth Otar sent to the towers of Jatan, he said.
You speak of the young woman who was captured with me?
Asked Gek, his expressionless monotone and face revealing naught of the interest he felt.
I speak of her, replied the dwar,
and then turning to the warrior who had summoned him,
return to thy quarters and remain there until the next games. Perhaps by that time thy eyes may have learned not to deceive thee.
The fellow cast a venomous glance at Gek and turned away. The officer shook his head.
I do not understand it, he muttered. Always has Yuvan been a true and dependable warrior. Could it be?
He glanced piercingly at Gek.
Thou hast a strange head that misfits thy body, fellow, he cried. Our legends tell us of those ancient creatures that placed hallucinations upon the minds of their fellows. If thou be such then, maybe Yuvan suffered from thy forbidden powers. If thou be such, Otar will know well how to deal with thee.
He wheeled about and motioned his warriors to follow him.
Wait, cried Gek. Unless I am to be starved, send me food.
You have had food, replied the warrior.
Am I to be fed but once a day?
Asked Gek.
I require food oftener than that. Send me food.
You shall have food, replied the officer. None may say that the prisoners of Manator are ill-fed, just as the laws of Manator.
Is that a complete sentence? Does it seem like just as the laws of Manator? And he departed. No sooner had the sounds of their passing died away in the distance than Gek clambered from the shoulders of his Rykor. So this is the head detaching again. And scurried to the burrow where he had hidden the key. Fetching it, he unlocked the fetter from about the creature's ankle, locked it empty, and carried the key farther down into the burrow. Then he returned to his place upon the brainless servitor. After a while, he heard footsteps approaching, whereupon he rose and passed into another corridor, from that down which he knew the warrior was coming. Here he waited out the sight, listening. He heard the man enter the chamber and halt. He heard a muttered exclamation, followed by the jangle of metal dishes as a salver was slammed upon a table. Then rapidly retreating footsteps, which quickly died away in the distance. So Gek has yet again removed himself from the Rykor body, to have a guard come in to bring food and to be scared by a headless creature. The headless creature feeling its way around trying to find food, by the way. Is this a good place to stop for the day? Are we all headless creatures feeling our way around trying to find food? I would say no. I would say not. No, we're not. That's not a good metaphor. I was just watching some of The Purge. I've never seen The Purge before. Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke. Let's have a drink of water. Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke. Many's a indie film he has appeared in with his piercing blue eyes and wowed us all with his indie film talents. And now he's had a resurgence. Not that he needed a resurgence. Being in Scary Things. Let me list all the scary things he's in. The Purge. The one where there's a ghost. The one where there's a magical phone. I've seen the one where there's a ghost. It might be called The Conjuring. It certainly had a title. One of those films that has a title. I haven't seen the one where there's a magic phone. I think it's called The Magic Phone and the Man with the Mask Who Kidnapped a Boy. It didn't do very well in the cinema because the title was so bad. That's the main problem that Ethan Hawke had in that one. Yeah, so Ethan Hawke, I whenever I see an indie darling, the likes of Ethan Hawke, your Ethan Hawkes, your Bill Pullmans. Is Bill Pullman an indie darling? I know that he was in a David Lynch film. Whenever I see the likes of an Ethan Hawke or a Bill Pullman in a big film, the likes of The Purge or Independence Day, I think, oh, they're going to use all the money they make from this to be in another indie film like Reality Bites or Mr. Wrong, the comedy that Bill Pullman was in where he broke his finger in front of Ellen DeGeneres. And then in a real twist in real life, it turned out Ellen DeGeneres was the one who was playing tricks on people and making them upset and lost her TV show because people got fed up with it. Is that what happened? I didn't pay a lot of attention. What's my point about The Purge? I'd be scared if The Purge was real. I'd be one of the people trying to hide. I don't think I'd be out trying to murder. Although, okay, let's play this through to its full conclusion. Are there crimes that I would like to commit on Purge night? Murder's out. I don't want to do any murder. I don't want to do any violent crime. Is there any white collar crime I'd like to do? Would I like to transfer lots of assets in ways, or like maybe like not declare some like taxable thing? Maybe I'd like to get Serbian currency through in unofficial channels and not have it registered with the Serbian government. That's the kind of thing I'd be doing on Purge night. It'd be very exciting. Maybe I'd open a restaurant and have really poor hygiene in it. Is that a crime? Is that a crime, or is it just, well, there must be laws around that. I mean, I know they can shut down the restaurant, but can they prosecute you? Can you go to restaurant jail? And if so, what's the food like? Sorry, I'm finding this amusing. I really do want to dip more into Purge. I'm just going to do it. Okay, I'm going to announce that this is Purge week. This is Purge week on Mindful Moments of Mars. Each day this week, we're going to be talking about the Purge and the exciting possibilities that it unlocks for non-violent crime, because I don't endorse violent crime. The implication there being that I endorse non-violent crime. Do I? Let's find out later this week. What's my opinion on non-violent crime? Is it something we should all get involved in? Or should we reserve it for Purge night, which is fictional, so it's okay. Let's take a breath.